We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
All right, it is awfully good to see you, my friends. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet, and yeah, L.A. Knight is with us just days before his Mountain Dew Pitch Black match at the Royal Rumble, which of course is streaming live this Saturday on Peacock. And what's so interesting about this match is that no one really knows what to expect from a Pitch Black match. Sounds like L.A. Knight doesn't even really know what to expect from this, but so good to have him back on the show. This is our first interview in, wow, almost 4 years. Me and L.A. Knight, Eli Drake, Max Dupree, we go way back, whatever you want to call him. I've known him since when he was in Impact. That was before he was in NWA. And you'll hear us talk about it here. But when he lived in L.A., and yeah, by the way, he's L.A. Knight because he lived in Los Angeles for so long. But when he lived in Los Angeles, he would throw these epic Halloween parties. His birthday is on November 1st, so it would be a Halloween party, then we'd count down, and then at midnight, boom, it would be his birthday. So, man, those were good times. Such good parties. But so good to see all the success that he's had in WWE and that he's continuing to have in WWE. And I love that his talent has been on full display each and every week because I think you already know this, but he has a lot of talent. Snap a screenshot, let us know that you're listening, and tag us so we can share it out. He is at Real LA Knight. I guess I can't really say it like just LA Knight. He is at Real LA Knight. There we go. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And Jax Honey Badger, thank you so much for this review on Apple Podcasts. It says, came in skeptical, left impressed. While listening to one of Conrad Thompson's podcasts, he mentioned that he was on the CVV show. Conrad then talked about how he couldn't recommend Chris's show enough, so I decided to give it a try, and I was very impressed. Chris doesn't interview people. Instead, he has a simple conversation that draws the listener in. Now I've become a loyal listener, so do yourself a favor and give Chris a listen. I'm more than confident you'll enjoy. Well, thank you, Jax Honey Badger, for that, and since you're a loyal listener, I know you're hearing this right now, so I appreciate you. And I'll keep reading one review on every single episode as my way to say thank you for being on this journey with me. All right, let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, L.A. Knight. Oh, my friend, so good to see you.
Yes, indeed. Look at this. Long time coming. Here you are. Last time I saw you, you were a single male about town, and now... you're married at this point? You got a baby on the way? Is that correct?
I can't believe it. Yeah. Married on the way. Married, baby on the way. Last time I saw you, you're like, yeah, I think I might be leaving Los Angeles. I don't know. Probably going to Vegas. Might go to Vegas. Next thing you know, you're signed by WWE.
That was legit. We were looking at going somewhere, and somewhere presented us with itself. And here we are now in Orlando. So.
And look at all of these accomplishments behind you. This is incredible.
I mean, it's pretty wild. It's been a wild ride, that's for sure.
So we need to set the record straight once and for all here. What is the correct way to spell? Yeah.
Well, see, now if I do it, it's just straight up. It's all capitalized, full caps, Y-E-A-H. That's it. I mean, I see people go Y-A, I see Y-E-A, but I mean, it's got to be full caps, Y-E-A-H. There's definitely an H on the end of that.
You can hear several H's at the end or several E's or A's in the middle.
Well, then they're like, yeah.
That's a little too much. No? Yeah. That's not it?
No, a little too much.
This is such a great week to be talking to you because, I mean, Monday was pretty special. You're in the ring.
Insanely busy week in the ring with The Undertaker. Sorry, I just took all your glory. I'm stealing your interview from you. But it's a wild week, man. I didn't even know I was going to be going to Raw. And then last minute, it's like, all right, you guys are going to Raw. Why? Because Royal Rumble's coming around the corner. We got the Pitch Black match, the Royal Rumble, all this stuff. And it's just, it's go, go, go at this point. But let me not steal your thunder, Chris. Get back on that.
No, this is what you do best. This is what you do better than anybody. So I feel like I should just like sit here and let you talk because that's what you do.
You're just an accessory. I'm just going to get, you know.
What was it like being in the ring with the man himself, being in the ring with The Undertaker?
Well, I tell you what, he was about this close to getting slapped right in the mouth, but I decided to spare him. But I'll tell you the truth. It's funny because you always hear the cliche when you're standing in that ring and that bell tolls, you know, it's chills. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch hit. It was chills. It was pretty wild. But at the same time, to be standing there and doing my thing and to be very recognized, that audience was right on top of everything I had to say, even with The Undertaker in the ring. So, I mean, that's a big feather in my cap as far as I'm concerned. And at the same time, you know, looking at a guy who was undoubtedly a legend, Hall of Famer, crazy, crazy night leading into this Royal Rumble.
Well, and I think a lot of people might not know the through line you guys have here. Both of you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Paul Bearer. Both of you managed by Paul Bearer.
3 years. 3 years that guy led me to the ring, and I love him. He was so good to me. Anytime I ever had to ask him anything, he was like, it wasn't even like he was willing to give it. It was beyond that. It was like he was so grateful to have an outlet to give any kind of advice or insight or anything like that. Like, he thanked me profusely for asking, which just to me shows an enormous sign of his character. You know, unfortunately, he passed away in 2013. I did have his last televised show that he had at all. I mean, it only, you know, that was in California, but still, I mean, you're talking big television market in LA. For Championship Wrestling in Hollywood. So that was pretty cool to be a part of that. And unfortunately, like I said, shortly after that, he did pass away. And he was, even in that moment, gracious enough to call his assistant and just be like, hey, man, could you please leave this stuff for him, for me? And he, like, you know, left me some things in his name. So that was an amazing thing as well, for the fact that he was even thinking of me on the way out like that.
He's one of the greatest managers of all time. You get to
without
work,
a doubt,
you know, right next to him. What's something that Paul Bearer taught you that you now carry to the ring with you as LA Knight now?
I don't know if I can really pinpoint one thing. It's just that there's a certain aura in the way he carries himself and all that stuff. But at the same time, when you're in the back with him and he's just talking trash to people in the most playful, goofy way and whatnot, or somebody's, you know, trying to do a promo over here into the camera and he's behind the camera, you know, pulling his ass out and stuff like that, just pranking people, messing with people. He was the best. But I mean, you get to a point where it's like, all right, well, now I've got to rise to the level to where I look like I belong with this guy, because this is the manager of legends. I mean, if you look at obviously The Undertaker, but I mean, even you go to the Percy Pringle dynasty, you look at Steve Austin, Rick Rude, like a bunch of these guys where it's just like, all right, I gotta be up to this level, if not beyond that, to be standing next to this guy. So I think if nothing else, it was just his presence elevated me or made me elevate myself.
I don't know. I feel like every time I see you in the ring and especially on the mic, you just keep getting better and better. Are you working on it every week? How is that?
I think it's got to just be muscle memory, comfort. Because I think anytime I go into a new place, there's always a level of adjustment. There's always a level of discomfort to start out, which I don't think is a bad thing, because now it's like, okay, well, now I've got to completely prove myself all over again because there's a whole new set of eyes on me. So I got to turn it up a little bit more. And then as you start to get into that comfort zone, then it's like, okay, well, now I can be a little more loose and I can do this. And then it just comes out even more naturally or whatever than it did before, to where it's like, you know, at first you're kind of just like, well, you know, you're second guessing a lot. And I would say a lot of that second guessing is way in the rearview mirror at this point.
I feel like, I mean, you're already so good. Bray Wyatt has made you step your game up.
Come on, tell me again. Tell me
again. Even more.
Well, for sure, because look, here's this big anticipated return. Everybody's like, oh, well, Bray Wyatt's coming back. Isn't that special? And for me, I'm looking at LA Knights here, and people are worried about Bray Wyatt. That's fine. That's cool. I get that. But then he walks in onto my territory. I'm. If you remember the very first interaction, I didn't go talk to him. I didn't go look for him. He came looking for me. So I don't know. In a sense, it's like, okay, well, people have this big grandiose idea of him. They think he's amazing and he's this and he's that. Whatever he is, I'm just thinking he ain't LA Knight. And so at that point, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to stand here across the ring and this guy, and I'm going to look him in the eyes, and I'm going to be way, way bigger than him. And I ain't talking physically. We're talking figuratively, in the sense that I'm going to be to a level that if he's going to walk into my arena, I'm going to make sure I'm the one that people remember. I'm going to make sure that I'm the one that people think about. I'm going to make sure that I'm the one that shines above and beyond as bright as I can.
So what exactly is a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match? And more importantly, how are you guys going to be able to see anything in there?
Chris, hold on. I want you to tell me, what is Mountain Dew Pitch Black match?
Ooh, this is great. I mean, it's a delicious flavor. That's for sure.
Yeah.
This is a match.
I actually just had one this morning.
Ah, this is a match I would feel really plays to Bray Wyatt's strengths, though, don't you think?
Why do you say that?
He's kind of a creepy guy. This feels like a match that maybe he might have even come up with.
Why? The guy plays with puppets. So is that a scary thing? But he's going to. It's not a puppet room match. It's in the dark. If there's one thing that doesn't bother me, it's the dark. And so you're looking at, what's in store for this? I don't think he knows what's in store for this. I don't know. I think anybody really knows entirely what's in store for this. I think at some point it's going to be, at least I'm going in with the mindset, it's going to be a kick-ass fight. And whether that means the lights are completely out, whether it's broad daylight, whatever it is, at the end of the day, you ask me, just because I'm not a creature of circumstance, I'm more of a creator of circumstance. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, lights are out, pitch black. What do I have to do? I have to adapt to that situation. What that means is advantage, LA Knight. Yeah. What do you think?
Look, it's really hard to get a bet against LA Knight. Yeah. That's what I'd
agree with that. I'd agree with that.
You've done so many things in your career, but this is your first time being part of the Royal Rumble as a premium live event. So what does it mean to be entering your very first Royal Rumble as an event?
Well, it's pretty crazy. I mean, look, I've been watching this since I was a little kid. I think I watched the very first Royal Rumble. So this is, in my mind, the second biggest event of the year. This is enormous. So yeah, hell yeah, it means a lot. And at the same time, there's a certain level of me where I'm like, I'd love to be in the actual Royal Rumble match. But when you're looking at the idea that I'm in my own match, that puts all the focus on me and Bray. And I dig that, because now I'm not sharing the focus with 30 other guys. And is that selfish? Is that egotistical? I don't know. Some people might say so. But if you're in this business, that's exactly what you want. So, you know, to have that that primary focus on such a big event, I think it speaks volumes to LA Knight.
And really, personally, there's no reason you couldn't enter the Royal Rumble match as well.
Maybe, but I mean, again, I don't think anybody knows what to expect for the pitch black match. I don't think anybody knows how physical and how crazy that's going to be. So I don't know what kind of shape either of us are going to be in afterwards to actually declare for the Royal Rumble.
Mm. Did you see that clip from our last interview went viral with you saying, a lot of people think that I sound like The Rock. And now people are like, I can't unhear this.
Well, you know what's so funny is as I go online, you know, and Twitter might be the worst thing in the world. Hey, everybody.
For sure.
The amount of people I've been compared to and said that I am is astounding. And every day I'll see a new one. And I'll just be like, wait, who? Huh? That too? So, yeah, that's not surprising. But, yeah, I mean, just the voice timbre. Again, I mean, watching The Hero back in 2013, I can't believe it's been 10 years since that. But sometimes you would just hear my voice or you'd hear his voice. And it would be tough to tell who was who. You're just like, what? And until the person's face came on the screen, you're like, oh, okay, yeah. But I don't know. I don't think otherwise there's a whole lot. It's just my normal speaking voice. But like, I don't think that once I actually get amped up or anything like that, I think I kind of lose it at that point. And
you get amped up? I mean, I can't believe that.
Amped up? No, never. I'm actually usually very relaxed.
For people who might be familiar with your work as Eli Drake, what's the difference between Eli Drake and L.A. Knight?
I'll be honest, there really isn't. They're one and the same. And that's the funniest thing is a lot of times, again, you go to social media, people be like, oh, I miss Eli Drake. And I'm like, you dummy. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. L.A. Knight is Eli Drake. Eli Drake is L.A. Knight. So, you know, hey, look, use what brought you to the dance. I know what brought me to the dance. I do a little dancing with it. That's what I'm doing right now. So the idea that anybody thinks it's any different just because they changed some letters around. Huh.
Is L.A., you know, paying tribute to the fact that you lived in L.A. for so long?
Yeah, most of my adult life. Love that place, miss that place. For now, here we are staying put in Orlando.
So how different is L.A. Knight from Max Dupree?
Oh, boy. Who? Knight and damn day. Very much so. You couldn't be more opposite ends of the spectrum.
But I will say that one of the most brilliant things that you've been part of over the last, let's call it 6 months, was when you were still wrestling as Max Dupree, you were sprinkling in these little teases of, is LA Knight coming back? Oh, doesn't seem like he is. Oh, but wait, could he be coming back? And here we are now.
There's an undeniable thing there where it's like, you know, you get told that, well, you know, if you want to go legit, maybe you should think about trying this or that. And, you know, in my head, I'm like, all right, well, let me just go ahead and do what I need to do to get ahead here. And so that's what I do for a minute. But at some point, eventually, I got to come to terms with the fact that I can't be anything other than myself. And that's exactly what happened, where it's just kind of like, all right, eventually this stuff starts just sprinkling out until eventually it's just full blown.
It's the new year, which means new habits for a lot of people. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you want to eat a little bit better. Well, if you're looking to eat better and save money this year, cut back on those expensive takeout meals and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how fast, easy, and affordable it is to whip up some restaurant quality meals right from your own kitchen. And they've got so many different options, so much flavor, and they're perfect size portions ready in less than 15 minutes. So you can have taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes, or Southwest pork and bean burritos. They've got a lot of different options of like meal types you can have. Meat and veggies, family friendly, quick and easy. I'm on the fit and wholesome meal, and my wife Rachel and I love cooking up these meals because you open up the box and everything you need is right in there. So no more trips to the grocery stores. No more asking, what do you want to eat tonight? I don't know. What do you want to eat tonight? Because you just open up the box and boom, it's right there. So go to HelloFresh.com/Insight22 and use the code Insight22 for 22 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Insight22. Use the code Insight22 for 22 free meals plus shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Save time and have the energy that you need to tackle everything on your to-do list with Factor's ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. If you've seen any of my videos on YouTube, you know that I've been talking about Factor for the last year, and I love how easy they make it. They not only help you skip the trip to the grocery store, but they help you skip the chopping, the prepping, and the cleanup too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. All you have to do is heat and enjoy. And no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has all the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They've got keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and protein plus meals. That's the one that I'm on right now. And they're prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. And each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. So get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door and ready in 2 minutes. There's really no easier way to eat well. Achieve and maintain your goals this year with Factor. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time. Start saving time, eating well, and living your best year ever. Head to factormeals.com/insight60 and use the code insight60. You'll get 60% off your first box. Yeah, 60% off. That code is insight60 at factormeals.com/insight60 for 60% off your first box. 60% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But I will say that you are the type of entertainer that give you anything and you will find a way to make it insanely entertaining.
I mean, I guess that remains to be seen. I don't know. I can't say one way or the other. I appreciate it.
I just said it, though.
But no, I think that there's something there. I think I can make damn sure anything work. But at the same time, if it's me and if it's authentic, you can't beat that.
So this is 20 years in the business for you as of this year.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy, huh? Right?
20 years? Good Lord, don't tell everybody. Jeez.
What would you
do? I'm a rookie. I've only been here. I've only been doing this for 2 years. Come on. I just started 2 years ago.
What do you know now that you wish that you knew back then?
Oh, my God. I've got so many things. But at the same time, you know, in a weird way, I'm also pretty grateful for the path in a certain sense. Because, I mean, like, had... had things gone the way that I wanted it to long, long ago, I wouldn't have had that long stay in LA. And I got to tell you, I love that time of my life. I enjoyed all of that so much. Just a wealth of experience and different things. And even then, you know, I'm wrestling in different companies and getting to see the world in that way. You know, I went to India for the first time to go wrestle, Canada, Mexico, Australia, everywhere. So I can't really wish any of that away. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing I wish I would have known back then or just thought of for the first 10 years, I didn't know how to ask for a job. I didn't know how to ask for what I wanted. It was kind of just like, hey, man, if I show up, they'll see me and just be like, hey, man, why don't you come aboard? And it just doesn't work like that unless you're, you know, 7 feet tall and you know, look like a complete Adonis. Now, I've kind of got the Adonis thing going down. And I mean, the body's pretty good, but, you know, I'm not a giant or anything. So it's a little bit of a tougher trek when you're only 6'1". And you know, at the time, in the early, you know, early 2000s, I was probably about 210 pounds. And it was a bigger guy business at that point in time. So just, you know, really trying to be the squeaky wheel myself in, that would have been the main thing.
So if it's about asking for what you want, this Saturday, Royal Rumble, Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, you and Bray Wyatt, is this what you asked for? Is this what you want?
Bray, you know what's funny is in this run, there hasn't been a lot where I'm like, you know, I want this, I want to do this, I want to go there. The only thing that I can really think of in a very overall sense is I want to be at the top of the mountain. I want to be the guy. And in my mind, this is a stepping stone to that. And don't let me minimize Bray Wyatt at all. He's a big dude. He's a big deal. And Saturday is going to be a hell of a fight. I understand that. I get that. But in my mind, coming out of that, I'm looking at me stepping over him and moving myself up closer to the top of that mountain. So was this something specific that I wanted, desired, whatever? No, not really. But at the end of the day, is it something that now utilize to move myself forward? You bet your ass.
When you look at everything over the last 2 years, I mean, it's been an awesome run for you. What are you most proud of from your time in WWE so far?
That might be it. That's definitely a highlight. And you know, the origins of this belt, the origins of this title would make you think that it shouldn't be that special, I suppose. After all, Ted DiBiase, you know, created it as an alternative to getting the WWE title from Hulk Hogan. But when you look at the fact that only 5 or 6 people ever have held this thing, to me, that's a big deal. So to have been able to hold that back in 2021 blows my mind. But aside from that, then you look at the fact that going off the back end of that, I propel myself into the NXT title picture, and you're looking at the NXT audience, for whatever reason, couldn't get enough of this guy and was on top of everything I was doing to a point where every time that music hit, it was
such a good roar in that building. Too.
I helped put that one together, because when I first came in, I was like, look, guys, I made my own music before, and it has a feel that I like, I want, whatever. And I sent it to him, and I was like, can we get something that kind of gives this very similar feeling? And when they sent that to me, I was like, okay, yeah, this is good. So I had a hand in it, in a certain sense of you know, influencing where it went. I wasn't in the studio, you know, turning knobs and stuff, but, you know, I had some influence. So that was cool.
Are you still doing motion capture for the WWE 2K games?
I can't. My schedule's too crazy. They probably don't want me to go up there and be a potential injury risk or anything like that, even though for, you know, 5 or 6 years, never, ever had an issue, never was, you know, never got injured or anything like that. Knock on the wood. Yeah. But
yeah,
I would love to. because I enjoyed just that atmosphere. Everybody up there was always cool. It was always a good time. And just getting to do, you know, entrances of some of the different, hell, last time I was with you, I think I blew something that you ended up having to edit out because I was like, oh yeah, I did Hulk Hogan's entrance. And then immediately get a call from 2K. You can't say that. I was like, oh.
So what was the last 2K game that you were a part of?
I think the last one that came out. So like the lion's share of a lot of the motions there are me down to the basic, just like, you know, even standing up from a lying position, a lot of the entrances, a lot of the strikes and stuff, a lot of that stuff is me. So like, it's so funny. Whose game is it? It's LA Knight's game. That game is my game. Like legit. So that's a pretty wild thing. The crazy thing is though, the entrance they have for me now is not me. Just because they updated it.
That is ridiculous. What I did for it. That doesn't even make sense.
I know. Well, because the entrance data they had was old, from, you know, an entrance I did for myself as a creative character, because they do that. So they'll get the guys who are up there and the guys and girls who are up there, and they'll have them do their entrances. So you can have these kind of like, you know, entrance A, B, whatever. So you can like apply it to one of your, creative characters or whatever. And so they had my old one in there, but you know, stuff was updated since I got to NXT and stuff like that. So they had somebody else do it, which, you know, I look at it and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's all right. It's not me, but it's close.
Which other superstar entrance are you most proud of that you absolutely nailed?
Ooh, R-Truth. I did R-Truth and I killed it. That was actually one of the first ones they had me do. And I think that was the one that like sealed the job for me, where they were just like, all right, this is pretty cool. Because I had to line up. So they break up the entrances, and I'm telling you too much about how the sausage is made. But they break up the entrances into three parts. You got to shoot one part walking down, another part walking down the halfway of the entrance, and then the third part is actually, you know, getting in the ring and all that stuff. And so he's got the rap that he does and the dance and all this. So I had to figure out beforehand, like, okay, well, I guess we'll get to this part of the rap when we cut, and then because we got to pick it up right at that the next time when we do part B. And then we got to pick up right from the end of that one for part C so that everything seamlessly goes together. So I'm having to do kind of mental gymnastics. They sent me like the script for the rap the night before so that I could kind of diagram it out. And then I told them how, you know, I think it would work like this, this, this. We did it that way. And I'm in there doing all the dances and everything while I'm doing the, you know, I'm like miming the raps and all that stuff. So if you go back and check out R-Truth's entrance, that's this guy. And I would say that was probably, I mean, I've done a bunch of them, but that one was probably the most intricate of them all. And I think it came out really well.
Well, look, it's so good. Nobody would even know that it wasn't true. Yeah. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
So as we look ahead, obviously we've got this Saturday, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, the Royal Rumble streaming on Peacock.
Yeah.
Ahead a few months past that, we've got WrestleMania. In your town. Where's right that? Here in Los Angeles.
Where is that? L.A. L.A. and L.A. I feel like that could be a big-ass opportunity right there. I'm not one to get into, like, you know, superstitions and numbers and all that, but I've always been a big fan of the number 23, also 13 and 33. I don't know what it is about threes. Got to think for it. And here we are in the 23rd year of the century. L.A. Knight's going to be at WrestleMania in L.A., there's a lot of things just coming together here. So I don't know. I feel like it could be a big year. I have no idea what's going on yet. Don't know where it's going, what we're going to do, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I guess you can't get there, though, until you get through the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. This Saturday, Royal Rumble, streaming live on Peacock. And, I mean, it's crazy. Fans don't know what to expect. It sounds like you don't even know what to expect there.
I really don't. I mean, the biggest thing I can tell you is, again, I'm geared up for a kick-ass fight. And you know, again, it sounds like, are the lights going to be out? Is it going to be pitch black in that arena? It might be. So I really don't know. I think a lot of us are going to be in there for some surprises. We're going to find out what it has in store for us. And all I know is I'm geared up for whatever's going to come my way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going in there to fight.
Well, as we wind this down, please, can you say hi to Herman for me? He's such a good boy.
Oh, boy, he's trapped upstairs right now. But yeah, of course. And you got to share with everybody your what was it? The lion? What was it? The Tiger King? Tiger King. Yeah, your Tiger King photo with Herman. That was really good. He was at my Halloween party a couple of years ago, and I mean, killed it on the costume front.
Thank you. And then we dressed Herman, your golden retriever,
as a lion.
As one of my lions. It was amazing. Share this photo for everybody to see.
Hell yeah.
Look, I end every conversation talking about gratitude because it's such an important part of my life. I wake up every day, I say out loud three things I'm grateful for. So, LA, what are three things in your life that you're grateful for right now?
Oh, man. Well, we just talked about him. So I'm grateful for my boy, Herman. And if I'm going to mention him, I got to mention his little sister, Reese. So I'll group them as one, though, Herman and Reese. I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for my health. That's for damn sure. Because I've remained in really, really good shape for a long time. And somebody was just kind of giving me props on that the other day. And it's just
I will also give you props on that. It's incredible.
Thank you. I wouldn't say it's obsessive, but like I track everything because I just want to make sure that there are no chinks in the armor. I want to make sure everything is tip top at all times. They say always be ready, but like legit, I try to live that. Like I don't want anything to ever be off. So it's like, you know, my workout days, I get 4,500 calories. My off days, I get 2,500 calories. So it's like, I'm cycling stuff on my off days, I have almost no carbs. My workout days, I have carbs. And it's like just doing stuff like that, just manipulating that. So like you can do crazy things to the body just by doing stuff like that. And then changing, you know, tracking my workouts is something I never used to do. So now it's like, all right, I used this weight last time. Cool. I'm going to now try and go up because I used to just go in there and just kind of, you know, eye the weights and just, that seems right. Yeah. And then you never make progress.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see. So that's two. What's number three? There's a secret number three, but I'm not going to go there. Number three, I'm going to say I'm grateful for the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match this weekend because Saturday at the Royal Rumble, it's going to be a crazy night in the Alamo Dome. It's going to be probably the biggest moment of my career up to this point. And to just consider the fact that legit 2-3 years ago, I was convinced my career was over. And here I am, bigger and higher than I've ever been. Yeah, for sure. That's my number three.
Well, we'll see it all go down this Saturday live. The Royal Rumble streaming on Peacock. This is going to be something else. So I can't wait to see it. And just so good to see you, my friend.
Everybody at home, thank you. But everybody at home has no idea what we're walking into on Saturday. And I love that because I don't even know what I'm walking into on Saturday. So the Pitch Black match, we're walking in the Alamo Dome packed tight with, I mean, what are we, 70, 80,000 people? I'm not even sure. So with that being the case, man, it's going to be a hell of a night. So make sure you're Peacock. Make sure you're on there checking out the Royal Rumble, checking out me, Bray Wyatt. And of course, it's always good to see you, Chris. And next time I come to LA, WrestleMania.
See you then, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there we go. We learned so much during that interview. I mean, now we know how to actually spell and officially spell, yeah. It's just Y-E-A-H. I thought there'd be a whole bunch of H's at the end, but now we know. I'm just so excited to see what happens during this Mountain Dew Pitch Black match at the Royal Rumble. And then also, what's going to happen with LA Knight after that? We're going to see him in WrestleMania. I mean, LA Knight in LA. That would make a lot of sense. So big thank you to LA Knight for joining us. Of course, thank you for being with us as well. Snap a screenshot. Let us know which part of this interview really stood out the most for you and tag us. He's at Real LA Knight. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I'll leave you with the words of Jim Rohn. We must all suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The difference is discipline weighs ounces while regret weighs tons. Ooh, that one's heavy. Be great, be grateful. We will see you on the next one. for some more insight.